Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright, awaken my higher self, step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
everyone. This is the Gold Ring Healing Fountain, and this is Jan Kutty speaking from the United Kingdom. And over there, grounding the energies, we have from America, the one and only Mr. Gary Moore.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Jan. How are you?
All right, thanks. perfect, as you are, and everybody else is.
I am perfect, and so are you. Yeah, we've got a great show scheduled, lined up for today. With our brother Cairo, I was going to be on the air with Cairo back a couple of months ago when he went through his spirit fire ceremony, and Ashenandoah and I had the show up and running, and we were on air, and there was no Cairo. So I'm looking forward to doing a show with Cairo.
Yes. Well, he actually turned up the day after, I think. He got the day wrong or the time wrong or something. It was an absolutely wonderful initiation show. Absolutely.
That's what
brilliant.
I heard, yeah, and I couldn't be on air with them on the following day because I myself went on a vision quest for a couple of days to go do my Native American Indian thing. So I was up in the forest fasting and praying while the actual ceremony went on. So.
Oh, that's right, you were. But
yeah.
Anyway, he's here with us today, and got some absolutely beautiful channeled music that is channeled from the angelic realm. And we'll be bringing him on speak in a little while. But before we do that, you did hear about the 28th of October. A lot of people are saying that we're going to have a major thing happening on the 28th of October.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl Kalman was saying that the date that the Maya calendar will end, the 28th of October 2011, so a lot of people are sort of anticipating that date with dread. But this is refuted by Richard Presser, who says that there's not going to be anything major happening until the 21st of December 2012. Did you hear that, Gary? About Carl Kalman?
I have heard some things about what was happening, what was going to happen, et cetera, the Carl Kalman piece. I've heard several different things. And, you know, basically it's a translation between the Mayan calendar and the Gregorian calendar. Well, first the Mayan, from the Mayan calendar to the Roman calendar, and then to the Gregorian calendar, under which we are kind of, you know, going by these days. So what I've pretty much resigned to or committed myself to has been, whatever happens, I'm just going to let it.
Yeah, it's happening by divine intention. So all we can do is just live life with joy, because whatever will happen, will happen. And there's
exactly.
No point spoiling every day of our life by worrying about what's going to happen on what date.
No, absolutely not. Just like what Sig is saying in the chat room right now, no dread on this end, a celebration. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to celebrate.
Me too. Yeah.
And they're also saying that you are breaking up with your Skype connection or something. I'm not sure, but we're catching every other word from you for some reason.
Oh, dear. Sorry about that. I had poor connectivity for about a week. So if I just fade out and die, I'm still here where trying to talk to you. But I'd just like to apologize. If there's anything that I'm saying that you do ever said, I'll repeat it with you. And I just hope I don't drop off altogether. So, because as I said, we've got a lovely show and I'm really looking forward to it. And as long as you can hear 90% of what I'm saying, the rest of it will be rubbish anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to bring our guest shortly. I hope everybody has got their candles ready tonight for when we do the candle ceremony. And this week, our show theme that Karen has chosen is healing with music therapy. And the music is very powerful. A song can change a mood, a song can create a memory, and a song can change your life even.
Yes.
And because we
are all of the above.
Yeah, because we are a vibration as music. It's very therapeutic and can balance your chakras, and especially classical music, I believe, is really good at raising your vibration, which is what we're all working towards doing now. Which means avoiding bad language, avoiding gossiping, and all the things that we've all done without even realizing that we shouldn't be doing that fully enough.
Right. And we can influence anything. We can influence outcomes. We can influence endings or beginnings or whatever. We can influence time itself. In fact, we're responsible for all these things as creators and co-creators of our reality. So therefore, with knowledge of that comes the ability or the questioning or learning about, well, if we've created this, which we all have, the beautiful part about that is we can recreate it from where we are and create something else and something new, something better, something more fun, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, as I said, we need to live life with joy. She is, I haven't met her yet, but I always try to have a joyful experience every day. I try to get up and you know, change my mood with music if I have to do. Because sometimes if it's a miserable rainy day, I used to let weather affect me, but I don't anymore. But it's very easy if it's rainy, dull day to be affected by the weather. But I don't let anymore. Because when you start meditating and see the light in your head, you can actually tune into it anytime you want.
Right. And it just takes a pause, a momentary pause in your day to just quiet yourself, center yourself.
Yeah.
And close your eyes. Turn your eyes inward. Yeah.
See the light and feel the bliss that brings. It's the most amazing feeling.
It really is.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll play some beautiful music. It's not actually the one that we wanted to open with, but it's another piece of beautiful music channeled by our lovely guest tonight, Kyle alias Mark. So give this one a spin. Here we go.
Thank you.
That's beautiful lifting music created by Iro. So we can carry on. Are you there, Mark?
Hello?
Hi there. How are you?
Yeah, the music's still playing, I can hear.
Yeah, no, I just thought we could speak over it for a minute. It's okay if you want to, don't mind. Gorgeous. When did you start channeling music, Mark?
When did I start?
Yeah.
It's been quite synchronistic. I need to explain the whole story. To answer that question.
Okay, then go ahead.
When I was growing up, I remember I had experiences where I'd go to bed at night and I'd leave my body and I'd be flying around the area. And one time I went across like some factories in this state, in this actual state. A few weeks later, me and my friends were out exploring and we went up onto the factory roofs and it was exactly as I'd seen when I flew out of my body and went across and seen in the actual state. So it was just a dream. It wasn't just a dream. These were astral experiences that we are having.
Yeah.
And going back about 2 years back, as my awakening happened, I had an experience where I went to sleep one night. I left my body and I was being space. And I had these purple stars that came over from a distance. They were floating all around me, and as if they were scanning me and going all around me. And then at one point, I just all went into me and became me. And they were like indigo purple stars.
Wow.
That I had intelligence. And then 2 weeks after that, I went to bed one night and I remember going through a tunnel of light. It was like a wormhole, a tunnel of light. I've awakened and I'm in like a giant kingdom in like a hallway, well, a hall chamber. And then I'm just like sitting there and in there. This is like my astral body. It wasn't my physical body, it was my astral body.
Yeah.
And I've seen movement in the corner of my eye, and I've seen like, what can I say, were angels, and they had like big white wings folding that went down to their ankles. They had gowns on, and like an army of angels. And some of them were really tall, like giants, 10 foot, and others were smaller. So these have all walked in, and I'm in the middle of this room. And as I'm looking to my right, I've seen like a spiral staircase. And I could hear they're walking down the stairs into the room chamber.
Hello, are you there?
I remember turning to my left, and there's a giant being. I don't know who the being was, but it was so bright that, you know, when you can't put it on very long, and you have to go on.
Yeah.
It was like that, and it was a giant being, like bigger than a house, really large. I remember saying to him then, who are you? And I got a loud answer back saying, well, we might. And so then after that, I spoke to, I think it was Deborah Ray from Bowling.
Yeah.
She gave me a link to the Wing Maker's website. So then I started reading through the link. And I thought to myself, you know, these beings are real. And this is gave me the proof that they're real.
Wow.
Because I always thought of angels as mythical beings, because when we were growing up, we sort of led to believe that they're mythical beings. But I come to realise that, you know, they're completely real and they're actual race of beings.
Yeah, well, there's actually 385 direct references to them in the Bible. We don't need to think of them as Christmas, but they are real.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go on. Sorry.
It's like you said at the beginning of the show, they're here to help me and you. They're here to help us. And that's what they did with me. They, wherever they weakened me, and it strengthened me spiritually. So it mentions about in the Bible as well, the angels strengthened Christ when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Did something, strengthened him.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can be with us and help us. And so, you know, I went on with my initiation with the God Ring. And my asking, I wanted to be a channel for the source to write divine music and heal people through that music. And that's what's happening. I want to set the intention. I started moving towards doing that. I've had mentors along the way, like Mrs. Clark. She was my music teacher at school. This is going back again in my life, you know, I must be 14 or 15, but she was teaching us with my numbers. She was teaching us all aspects of, like, rave and music. She was teaching us keyboards, and she was really inspirational.
I'm sorry, Mark and Jan, we are hearing back from the chat room, and I'm getting the same thing. You guys are breaking up really, really badly. We're getting every other word, and it's difficult to understand either one of you. And I'm suspecting it is Jen Christie's internet connection. I wonder if we could play a piece of music and have you hang up, Jen, and call back in.
Yes, see if we can. Sorry about that. It's just how it's happening tonight. So I'll go back in and I'll phone you back. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll play a piece of music and then you can call back in.
You let you play the music then, please, Gary.
Okay.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Let's see what I can find here.
There's loads of stuff on there.
I know. Here we go. Okay, we'll play a little
I'll
Neon.
Hang up. Okay.
Sorry about that, everyone. Bear with us.
But there's a full moon.
Jan Christie, you're back on the air. I can hear you.
Am I back on?
Yes, you're back on.
Oh, right. Is Mark there?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
And you sound much better, both of you.
Oh, great. Sorry about that.
Sorry about the interruption. Where were we?
Mark was telling us about his experiences with the angels. So can you remember where you were, Mark, if you can just continue?
Yeah. And I found that I had this spiritual connection with them as well. And also only what I can describe as the teachers of light.
Yeah.
And with a spiritual connection, I was going to a state of consciousness where I could just put this music together effortlessly.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Really good.
So it was my intention as well.
Yeah.
That I set and put out to the universe, and it's manifesting. It's happening quick.
That's brilliant. Well, there's quite a lot of people, aren't there, channeling and channeling music, and there's Miss Magical, and there's Amaya. There's quite a lot of people actually on the Gold Ring that are doing that. And one of my favourites, he's not on the Gold Ring, I don't think, his name is Tom Kenyon, and he gets helped by the Hathers, who sort of, when he starts recording in the middle of the night, he gets told which harmonies to put in next, you know.
Yeah, because I think we have these spiritual connections. Like, I know a woman, and all she collects is unicorns. I went into her house, and everything in there is unicorn pictures, unicorn figures, just everywhere, like. And I said to her, you know, it's obvious you've got a spiritual connection with, you know, your spirit guides, a unicorn.
Yeah.
And she, it clicked, and she said, yeah, you're right.
Mm.
And there were people that have these symbolic things in their life. Because there's a spiritual connection going on.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. And sometimes it starts when you're very young, as you said.
Yeah. Well, it's been very synchronistic for me. I've met certain people in my life that have been mentors.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem like it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it's progressed to being. They've been mentors for me.
Yeah, and sometimes...
As if this was all planned out.
Yeah.
Way before I got here.
Oh, yeah, it was. I mean, we decide what we're doing before we even come. You know, we choose our path. And sometimes you think to yourself, now, why did I choose that? That's hard. But we choose it for our own best learning experience, don't we?
Yeah, sometimes that's a leverage to get us where we've got to go to in our lives.
That's right.
Right.
Anyway, you've got a lovely video for us to hear. You, as you said, you're involved with the Wingmakers, aren't you?
Yeah.
And, you know, so we'll play the video. Have you got the link there at all, Gary?
I do, and I'll go ahead and place it in the chat room.
Thank you very much.
And just get everyone to go ahead and click the link and pull up the YouTube player. And pause the player, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room that lets us know you are ready. And we will begin this. Wingmakers music and slideshow.
Yeah, so do you want to tell us a little bit about that before we actually play it, Mark?
It's just one of the videos that I came across. I enjoyed the music and the pictures are sort of light encoded. The pictures that were found in a cave in off Mexico somewhere.
Wow.
Apparently, these Wingmakers have got the ability to travel in time, and they came back in time and put artifacts on Earth.
Yeah.
That would be culturally beneficent for us. That would help us grow culturally. They're culture bearers.
All right. Well, we'll get this soundtrack pressed in just 1 minute.
So that's why I chose that video.
That's great. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it and hearing it. So if I count you down, we can all press play together. Okay. Because I've got the soundtrack uploaded onto the switchboard for the people listening in on the radio that won't be able to actually see the beautiful pictures. But if you wanted to do it, the video is called Wingmakers Music and Slideshow. So we'll count you down. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
I love it when she does that.
Right now, it's time to light our candles. We always do this live because we like to be in the now moment. Unfortunately, they skip all these bits on TV where they have to call in again. But with it being a live show, we have to take the good with the bad. Everything's perfect. Okay, fire is a very powerful tool, and it represents the light that we take out into the world, that we help other people to light theirs if they wish. And so, we light the candles and we also light the incense, because incense creates positivity. And it also purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to invite the angelic realm, which we're going to do right this minute. And we'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light. Love and light. Love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light. Love and light. Love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now. Bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light. Love and light. Love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light. Love and light. Love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. And Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies, please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light, healing, along with our guides and inspirers and God angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. And we'd like to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Begin by sitting in a comfortable position with your head bent slightly forward. Cup your hands together in your lap, and with your eyes closed, take a moment to check that each part of your body is completely comfortable. Your feet, your lower legs, your knees, your upper legs, your buttocks, your pelvis, your lower back and abdomen, your middle back and solar plexus, your chest and upper back, both shoulders, neck, upper arms, elbows, lower arms, wrists and hands. Also ensure that you have relaxed your facial muscles and your scalp muscles. Now become aware of your breathing. Simply observe how you are breathing. Is it shallow or deep, quick or slow? Are you breathing through your mouth or nose? Gently close your mouth and begin to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, still in your own rhythm. If you need to make any adjustments to your posture, now is the time to do so. Remember to keep your head tilted slightly forward. Now you are going to go into deep relaxation. Open your eyelids halfway and at the same time look downward as far as you can. You may feel uncomfortable, but remain focused on half open lids and downturned eyes. Your lids will want to open or close completely, but don't let them. And continue to look down further and further as your eye muscles relax. Now close your eyes and relax your eyeballs. Breathe deeply, inhaling and holding your breath for a count of four, then exhaling. Repeat breathing in deeply, hold for four, and breathing out. Continue to breathe like that for a moment. Carefully open your eyes one quarter of the way this time, but don't squint. Looking down as far as you can, keep your eyelids open, only a quarter wide. They will want to close and may even sneak shut for a moment without you noticing, but do your best to keep them a quarter of the way open. And look all the way down as though you were trying to see your feet as best as you can. Keep looking down, make sure your eyelids are still open that quarter way. Now close your eyelids and allow your eyes to relax. Return your focus to your breathing, observing your natural breath. Don't force your breathing or try to slow it down. Simply relax and breathe, however and whenever you want to. You are going deeper into relaxation, becoming more relaxed than ever before. Using your imagination, pictures are rising up out of your body to a point above you, where you can see yourself sitting in a chair. See a beautiful white light, more pure than you have ever seen before, surrounding your body. It is filling every inch of your body and overflowing to a few feet around you. This white light attracts any discomfort, negativity, hurt, pain, illness, anger or fear into its outer room, where it is dissolved. Imagine all your past hurts, physical problems and mental barriers being drawn out into the light, where they dissipate forever. Picture the white light slowly turning into a golden light from your centre outwards. The golden light is flowing through you, up high beyond the sun and stars, and back down deep into the core of the earth. You are so drawn to this golden light, you can't resist returning to your body. As you imagine yourself slipping back in, you smile ever so slightly as you feel a beautiful warm glowing sensation all over. You have been healed and you are free. You let go even further, going deeper and deeper. Sit in the golden light and focus on your slow, occasional breathing. Taking a deep breath in, start to wiggle your fingers and toes gradually, followed by your ankles and wrists. Lift your arms and legs up and down a little and lift your head. When you feel ready, move a little more. And then open your eyes slowly. Take your time, stretch and get up whenever you feel ready.
Thank you to Mark for that beautiful meditation and for the beautiful channeled music. It's very powerful, that. Now we're going to close the chakras. Before we do, we'd like to thank the angelic realm for being with us. Hope that they're in archives for people listening later on. But don't go yet, because we're going to bring Mark back on in just a few minutes. And to close the chakras, you've got to pretend you've got doors. Well, it's one way. And you go to the top of your head, closing that door. Down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that one. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that one. Down to the navel chakra, closing that one. And to the base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, leaving that one open just enough to keep you grounded and connected securely to Mother Earth. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light, as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid. He's sealing it at the top with a blue seal. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And we're going to play a beautiful song that has changed people's lives and has had a profound effect on many people. And it was recorded by Celine Dion. So we'll play that right now. Oh, think that song was channeled by Secret Garden. And when someone put lyrics to it later on, it did start off as an instrumental. It's an absolutely beautiful tune.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, if it wasn't Secret Garden, it was someone very into channeling. I know Secret Garden have done quite a lot of instrumentals that have been really great ballads, because they've got a brilliant lyric writer as well. Anyway, we're going to bring Mark back on. Are you still there, Mark? You haven't dozed off to sleep.
Are you there, Mark?
I'm still there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
You haven't indulged too much of the good stuff yet.
No, no.
What do you call the good stuff? Fried bread.
Yeah. And some fried bread.
I have a question for you.
Oh, good. I was going to say.
I'm kind of a technical geek when it comes to audio and that sort of thing. And I was just wondering, what sort of equipment do you use? What type of software or whatever do you use to create these sound files?
I use a music keyboard mainly to bring these into creation.
Uh-huh.
And the computer I use just for that music is a Mac computer.
Okay.
With GarageBand.
Oh, GarageBand, yes. Uh-huh. That's a great program. Next computer I get is going to be a Mac, simply for the GarageBand program. Good stuff.
But mainly all that has come through a keyboard.
Through what,
Everything I've done, it's all come through a keyboard, through my hands.
Oh, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the beats.
So you just sit down and just play?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, I'm learning keyboards, and I do that occasionally, just start playing something. But most of my stuff, I just hear the everything in my head, harmonies and everything, and then I just put it down on a click track.
I get that as well, like ideas, or I could be out on my bike and I'll hear like a little rhyme in my head.
Yeah.
And then I'll get back and I'll try and replicate that, or try and get it as close as I can to what I heard.
Yeah, somebody in the chat room was saying that, is it just like you've heard it, but it's very, very difficult to
get it,
reproduce angelic music when we're human.
Yeah. Totally.
It's very difficult. But we do our best, don't we? And that's what it's all about, isn't it? But anyway, we've got another lovely track of yours to play. We did have one that we tried to upload twice, but the switchboard wasn't having it. So it wasn't meant to be. So shall we give this one a spin here?
Please.
This is a lovely one.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a lovely one. Thank you for that one, Mark, as well. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's quite lovely. Wonderful. I love how you do that stuff.
I know, lovely.
And that one had a great beat to it, too.
Yeah, it did. We've run out of time as well.
It amazes me how the sort of voicey sound comes into it. I don't do that on purpose. It just comes out.
Yeah, like angelic voices in the background.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit of an African beat, in Infinity and Beyond is saying, Afro beat. A little bit.
Yeah, it was quite tribal, that one.
Yeah, it was. Mm. So, next week we've got Ascension. And
brother. All right.
He's got some beautiful poetry. And he's been over to Avebury a couple of times, and it's always great to see him. He comes over from Holland with Marika, Pure Winton. They seem to come over on the same plane with Javanda. And they're great people over there in Holland. And I always love to meet them again. Yeah, so next week, as I said, we've got Ascension, so look out for him. He's got some lovely poetry. And thank you very much, Gary, for, holding the fort while I was logging out and logging in.
Well, thank you, John.
That's what you get, isn't it, when you...
That's what we get, yeah. You know, we put on our technical hat and just fix it, you know. That's welcome to the world of radio.
Oh, big whiz. It's Heart Attack City, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Anyway, as it happened, what I was saying at the beginning about a song can be very powerful. It can create a mood or it can change your life. Well, I must have known that a few weeks ago when I wrote this song. It is actually a house track, and it's never been aired in public before. So I thought I might just play out with it, get everybody dancing on the bottoms. And it's called A Song Made Me Fall. So I'm going to say goodbye and God bless, and thank you very much once again, Gary, and thank you for the wonderful show, Cairo. Thank you.
Thank you, Cairo. Good to hear you again, brother, and thank you, Dan Christy. And we'll see you all along about next week or on my show on Wednesday. I'm doing another show on Wednesday.
All right. Is that A Night with Daddy G?
No, the Wednesday show will be another Today's Avatar show. It's a talk show featuring a man named Ivan Lenski.
Oh.
And kind of an interview conversation with that gentleman. He has a global event coming up for 11/11/11, and he would like to talk about that. So that's what we'll
that
be doing.
Oh, that sounds riveting. I'll try and get there. Okay, then, even though there's a big pond between us, Gary.
Well, he's on the other side of that. He's on your side of the pond as well. So.
Oh, is he? All right.
Yes.
Okay, then. See you later, then. Bye, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jen.
And thank you.
Thank you, Cairo.
Thank you for helping to co-create the wonderful energy. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you all.
I do, too.